Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. Right now, I need to make sure that you have smashed the follow button or that little plus sign so that you don't miss out on any of our awesome stories. And I love reading through all of your five-star reviews like Presley and Evan and Annabella and Selah. I love all your story ideas. Well, are you guys ready for today's adventure about a mute swan? Me too, let's go! It was a cloudy, misty day at the pond in England. Have you ever been outside in the mist when it's not quite raining, but kind of feels like somebody put the sprinkler on in the clouds and there's a tiny little bit of a mist falling all the way to the ground? And if you were standing on a nice rolling grassy hill, you could see a whole bunch of fog up ahead. I kind of like foggy days. It's kind of nice to slow down and cuddle up and maybe take a little rest. Well, our two friends, two Dalmatian pelicans, they are doing just that. Wait a second. What is a Dalmatian pelican? I've heard of a Dalmatian dog. Is this like some kind of dog bird pelican thing? Oh, no. Actually, Dalmatian pelicans, just think of them like a pelican. They have really big mouth. And have you ever seen a pelican catch a fish? His throat opens up like a big net as he scoops up the fish, and the fish then gets swallowed. Well, these two Dalmatian pelicans, they're very young, and they're still in their nest. A nest for Dalmatian pelicans, imagine like a ginormous pile of sticks. Yeah, really big pile. And they live there. Well, on this very cool, misty morning, they didn't know what to do. Xander, Ava, have you two eaten your breakfast yet? Not quite yet, said Ava. Their mom had brought them a whole bunch of little fish to eat for breakfast, and they needed to eat their breakfast. What do you think if your parents brought you a fish for breakfast? Like a flopping fish? That would be pretty silly. Well, Xander and Ava, since they're Dalmatian pelicans, that's their favorite breakfast. And so Xander and Ava gobbled up the little fish. All right, after you're done with your breakfast, said their mom, I need you to go play. Go find maybe a ball to kick around, and you can play kickball. But it's misting outside. It's cold, and it's not a very good day, said Xander. Oh, don't worry, said their mom. It's going to clear up any minute now. I think those clouds are starting to roll away just now. Xander and Ava finished their breakfast, and out they rolled off the nest. Their nest was pretty high, and so they had to roll all the way down. Have you ever rolled down a hill before? It's pretty fun, but it makes me very dizzy. Whoa, Xander, are you okay? You went down there so fast, said Ava. Oh, I'm totally fine, but yeah, let's go find a ball and play kickball. I bet I can kick it farther than you can, said Xander. You're on, Ava shouted as she raced off to go find a ball. They loved playing all kinds of games, but two of their favorites were kickball and football. Yeah, they loved playing both of those games, but today it was going to be a game of who can kick the ball the farthest. Ava was up first. She took a few deep breaths. Have you ever tried to kick a ball as far as you can? Whoa, that is pretty fun. I think I could launch it maybe to the moon. Just kidding. All right, Xander, roll the ball, shouted Ava from a faraway place. As Xander rolled the ball towards Ava, she swung and kicked it so far. Xander couldn't believe it. It flew right over his head and across the pond. This had to be the all-time record of the farthest ball ever kicked. Woohoo! Ava was shouting and dancing, celebrating this amazing kick. "Wow, that was a pretty good kick, but I bet I can do better," said Xander. "I'd like to see you try," said Ava. "But now we gotta go find it. Where exactly did it go? I'm pretty sure I hit it to the moon." Nope, it's on the other side of the pond. Xander's eyes got very big and his very big mouth hung wide open.
"I think you hit it over by Elizabeth's house," said Xander very cautiously.
"Are you serious?" said Ava. "You see, Miss Elizabeth is a mute swan, and everybody is afraid of Elizabeth because she's been extra grouchy recently. Nobody knows why, and a ball bouncing in her yard would definitely, that would be a pretty difficult conversation." Have you ever, you know, bounced a ball or a toy over in a neighbor's yard and you felt kind of afraid to go ask for it back? Yeah, that's exactly what Xander and Ava are feeling, because these two Dalmatian pelicans, they're very nervous around that big, beautiful mute swan. Do you know what a mute swan looks like? They're a very large bird that's all white, has an orange beak, and kind of looks like they're wearing black sunglasses around their eyes. As Xander and Ava are walking over towards Miss Elizabeth's yard, they meet a hedgehog along the way.
Hello, guys. What brings you over to this side of the pond?"
said the hedgehog. "Oh, hi. My name's Ava, and this is Xander, and we're actually going to get our ball. We kicked it super far, well, and it landed in Miss Elizabeth's yard." The hedgehog rolled up into a ball.
Not Miss Elizabeth!
"It's okay, it's okay. She's not here. We're going to go ask her for our ball back," said Ava.
"Oh, that makes sense. Well..."
The hedgehog unrolled from his ball. Do you know what a hedgehog looks like? They're pretty cool creatures that can roll up in a ball when they get very nervous because they have these little spines instead of fur that are used to protect themselves.
"Oh, well, you see, I've had a lot of interactions with Miss Elizabeth recently. You see, I live right next door to her, and I don't know, she can just be really grouchy. I don't like going over there,"
said the hedgehog. "Yeah, that's what we've heard too," said Xander. "Do you know why?"
"Nope, not a clue why. It's been a little different recently. It seems like something is, I don't know. She doesn't want anyone near her, which is why I wish you the best in getting your ball back, because by now she might have popped it and thrown it in the garbage."
"We gotta hurry," said Xander.
Xander and Ava started running as fast as they could towards where their ball was in Miss Elizabeth's yard. And then all of a sudden, they heard something terrible.
"Fox! Help! Fox!" That was the alarm going off of a real fox attacking the pelican's nest. "Fox! Fox! Fox!"
If you've ever heard pelicans or other kinds of birds shouting like that, there's probably a predator nearby. As all the pelicans started flying above their nest, thankfully out of the reach of the foxes, Xander and Ava turned around and looked at their house from across the pond. The foxes were completely destroying their home.
"Oh no! That's our house!" said Ava.
The rest of Xander and Ava's family, the other Dalmatian pelicans, they all flew over to where they were on that side of the pond.
"Oh, good, we found you. Those foxes came out of nowhere, and it looks like we're going to have to build a new nest." "Where in the world are we going to do that?"
asked Ava. As her parents thought for a little bit, they looked around the pond and saw an open spot.
"Oh, well, we'll build our new nest over there. That will be far, far away from the foxes. They'll never find us over there."
Xander and Ava blinked their eyes and looked at each other.
"But that is right next door to Miss Elizabeth." Dun, dun, dun!
Oh no! What is going to happen when Xander and Ava move across the pond to be right next door to Miss Elizabeth? Are they going to be able to get their ball back? All these questions will be answered on the next episode of Kids Animal Stories. Hey, great job. You listened all the way to the end. All right, it's time for question time to see if you were listening. A Dalmatian pelican, is it part dog or is it just a pelican? Yes, it's a pelican. That's right. It's not part dog. Number two, what did they eat for breakfast? Was it muffins or fish? Yes, it was fish. Some flopping fish. All right, guys, great job. I am so excited for part two, and I can't wait to see you on our next adventure. Bye!